It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 21st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $29,287. Ethereum is up slightly at $1,970. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $307.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by Watch This. Watch This takes the guesswork out of streaming the best movies and partners with a fine artist to put your favorite film posters in a frame on your wall. Buy a fine art print today at watchthiscards.com. Well, the Crypto Bridge wormhole has announced a $10 million bug bounty to a white hat hacker who disclosed a bug in its core bridge contract in February. The white hat, who goes by a pseudonym, discovered a critical vulnerability and reported it through Immunify. Immunify is their partner in the program and said wormhole is sending a clear message with this payout to the best, most talented white hats on the planet that if they responsibly disclose security vulnerabilities to wormhole, they'll be well taken care of. Immunify said that no user funds were lost before the bug was reported. The bug was related to wormhole ability to upgrade smart contracts. Essentially, it can allow a bad actor to take control of those contracts. The White Hat released a statement saying, "If we fail to recognize and aggressively reduce systemic risk and fail to provide the transparency and tooling needed for users to make informed decisions, we risk enabling the reemergence of the very power structures we seek to destroy." Well, the Swiss luxury watchmaker Tag Heuer will now accept cryptocurrency as payment on U.S. websites only. The brand will work with the support of BitPay to accept Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Shiba Inu, and 5 USD-pegged stablecoins on transactions up to $10,000. The LVMH-owned brand is headed by Frederic Arnault, who said, "We have been following cryptocurrency developments very closely. Ever since Bitcoin first started trading, this move by the luxury house follows Gucci and Off-White." Well, an explosion in a Bitcoin mining facility in Niagara Falls, New York, has led to a fire and caused thousands of machines to go offline. The facility is owned by BlockFusion and offers co-location services to miners. Bit Digital, one of their clients, said the power was cut off to about 2,500 of their Bitcoin miners and approximately 710 Ethereum miners that had been operating at the site. No one was injured during the incident and there were no significant damages to the mining center building. Apparently, the explosion and fire were caused by faulty equipment owned by the power utility. And finally, former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes has avoided hard jail time in a Manhattan courthouse yesterday, instead facing 6 months house arrest and 2 years of probation. Hayes pled guilty to one count of violating the Bank Secrecy Act in February. Hayes, who is a longtime resident of Singapore, will be allowed 30 days to decide where in the United States he will serve his home detention. He owns a home in Miami, but his lawyer said he doesn't have a lot of community in Florida and might wish to do his home detention somewhere else. In the hearing, Hayes said, "I deeply regret that I had part in this criminal activity. My best years are ahead of me. I'm ready to turn the page and start again." Hayes was a first-time offender with a long track record of charitable work, and the probation department recommended a period of 2 years probation with no incarceration. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.